everyone, and welcome to day 27 of Jesus Revealed, week 4. It is our penultimate episode for the week, and we are talking about It Is Finished, Purpose Being Fulfilled. And I'm joined today by my wife. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
It's good to see you this side of the mic.
As it's compared to be here. Behind.
Thank you, man. It's
very,
really cool.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So in us talking about It Is Finished and Purpose Fulfilled, our scripture reference is John 19, verse 30. And we're going to read a bit of it. And it reads as follows. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." Now, obviously, this takes into account all that is happening leading up to Jesus giving up his spirit and then dying on the cross. And ultimately, we can say that, I guess, his purpose was fulfilled. And looking at that, how would you like us to walk this?
Sure. I think reading that scripture is a different translation, actually, just specifies it a little bit more around, you know, it says that he took, he had the sour wine. Yeah. And I think just looking at that specific scripture and the completeness of the purpose of Christ coming and dying for us, I think for me, what I've taken mostly on that is, you know, God had us in mind from the beginning of the universe and when he created the world. Yeah. And I think now coming to this point of everything and God's purpose for us, we see now, I guess, a first glance of the completeness of his purpose in terms of him having us in mind from the beginning and Christ coming for the purpose of the forgiveness of our sins, but also for the purpose of what God had purpose from the beginning, and that was to create us for himself and to create us solely for that.
Yeah. Man, okay. I really dig that. And I think when looking at it from across scripture as well, it's very clear that God's purpose is not something that he stumbled upon or he rejigged or he changed it, even though I think there are maybe some periods where maybe he relented or it says that. Mm. But in actual fact, all of that took place from the beginning right through to the end of scripture is intended and was mapped out by God from the beginning. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. And I think just as you're just speaking on that, I was actually just thinking about just how God's love has been so constant from the beginning.
Amen.
You know, even as you read through the Bible, you see on the shortfall of humans, but God's love and purpose for humankind still remained.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about when the Israelites and, you know, they sinned and they were in disbelief, you know, there are moments where God, you know, was upset with them and I guess wanted to relay his wrath upon them.
Yeah.
But I think the finished work that he had seen and, you know, had, I think, just created from the beginning, we see that throughout scripture. Yeah. So I think even when we come to this part of our journey with God, we see the hand of God from the beginning of our lives and how in all of it, his purpose has always remained. His love has always been constant.
Yeah.
And I think I'm also just reminded in the book of Philippians when Paul speaks to the church, he does mention around the surety. And it's not just a, I think, oh, yeah, this might be. Yeah. But he says it with so much conviction and surety that the one who began the good work will finish it to completion. And I think just thinking about that, we are reminded time and time again that the purpose of God will always come to completion. The work that he has begun, it is good work, and it is a work that only he can finish in our lives.
Yeah, I really love that. I really love that. And I'm also just now thinking about all the various things that God has called us to do from a purpose point of view. And I think if, for example, God's plan and redemptive plan is something that was, I guess, done from the beginning of time, surely then what he has called us to do mirrors that in a sense that we are not stumbling into what we are called into, but really through, I guess, as we've been reflecting in the previous weeks and even this week around, we almost go through various levels of pain, suffering, endurance, but it's not something that is a mistake, but it's really God's plan and work to us to go through these things as part and parcel of our purpose.
Absolutely. I think one thing that we know about God is that he is in the details of everything, you know, so even the pain, even the suffering, he's in the detail of it. And even in that, we know that, you know, he works it out all for our good.
Amen.
You know, when the book of Psalms says that he perfects all things concerning us, it really speaks to that, you know, even in the painful and the valleys and the dark times of our purpose and our journey in life, God is in all of that. He's in the details of everything.
And sure, that's really good. And the one thing, and I think this also, I'm just reflecting on a sermon that Pastor Adrian shared, and a part of what he said was around, and I'm paraphrasing him, it's the evolution of our purpose in a sense that there is a almost a broader vision and purpose that God has called us towards, but how it manifests itself in various stages of our lives is shaped and looks different. And is there anything that we can maybe just look at concerning that?
I think even just in I guess in our personal lives, but maybe also even in our marriage. I think God's purpose has evolved. You know, and I think another thing that I was just thinking about around Pastor A's message is even on what we know from on this side of earth, it's still part of God's purpose that will continue to evolve even until Christ comes and fetches his church. And so I think even in that, I was actually thinking about a scripture in Revelations where it just speaks around the finished work and, you know, God being the beginning and the end of it. He's the Alpha and he's the Omega. So even in that, we see God in the details of everything once again. We see him in him working out our purpose, you know, from stage to stage. And I think it's beautiful that you know, we get to see God work in that way in our lives, right? I think it would have been a little bit difficult to walk this life in a full view of where the end is and what we look like in the end, right? But the beauty of working this journey and walking in purpose as things evolve and even as we evolve as human beings, you see the work, the hand of God in every little thing, right? And so I think that it's one of the most beautiful things to just go through an experience in life. I think it's beautiful to get at the end of a journey or a season where you look back and, you know, you can see the hand of God in every little detail of it and just how he has changed you as a person, how he has transformed you as a person. So I think all of that is just part of us being who God has created us and called us to be.
And sure, as you were saying around how our lives have personally, including our marriage and maybe even how we express our ministry and how that it almost feels like it keeps evolving. But I think the one constant that I that we have is that, one, as long as everything goes towards the Great Commission, two, as long as everything that we do really ends up in Christ being glorified or magnified or exalted. I think personally for me, it's something that I've had to learn, because I think I probably thought that, man, this is one thing that I think God needs me to do, and this is my work and my mission. And it has evolved to a point where it is on the context and where I am in my life and where maybe God has made me endure or walk through in this life, or made me see through our marriage. It has meant that in this particular phase of the purpose of what God has called me towards, I need now to do this. Because I found myself doing things that I did not think that I would do, including this podcast, mind you. And I can imagine this true is the same with you even producing it, especially then during season one and all the other podcasts that you've produced as well previously. Yeah.
No, I think that's true. I think it's beautiful to see how God just doesn't call you into one thing, right?
Yeah.
And I think all of this speaks to that. You know, God calls us into many things, you know. He doesn't just call you into one thing. And, you know, I think you even see that in, you know, like the different roles a person will play. You know, how God will call someone to be a wife or a mother or an employee or a sister, you know, or a minister and a worker in God's house and in God's kingdom. So I think it's just that thing of God does not just call you into one thing. You know, I think a lot when we hear and it's spoken around those called of God or those elected of God, you know, different roles are played. And yeah, I think that just speaks to that.
Yeah, 100%. So if we can then maybe just wrap this up, because there's still that element of we are, even in our walk in purpose, we're still walking in God's or Christ's completed works. We are empowered, we live through those. And in light of then our purpose and all of those aspects, how would you like us to just think about that and walk away with that?
I think what I'd like us to just walk away with is that He's the one who gives purpose.
Yeah.
He is the one who sustains the purpose that He has given. And so to try and look for a purpose outside of God is disastrous. You know, He's the one who has created us for whatever the purpose may be. But I think the greatest purpose that I'd like for us to walk away with is that He created us for Himself. And that was the main purpose for us to be. To even be created, for us to glorify God, for us to be called of God, and for us to do the great work that He has commissioned us to do. So I think for me, that is the greatest purpose that we can all call to.
Yeah.
And then I think secondly, I think it would just be a, wherever God has put you and wherever God has planted you, you know, be in purpose, you know, work in purpose. I think for me, that's yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah.
I really, really like that. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
It was really good. Please don't let this be the last time you do this. It would be really nice if you came again. And I really like the last two parting points around wherever you find yourself in, do not think that you are not in God's purpose. I think God's will and God's way really has a way of working purpose out even though maybe at the back of our minds we don't see it and we don't think it. And all purpose really has to point towards Christ and his completed works. And all purpose is empowered by Christ and his completed works. Thank you so much again, Gudlana.
Thank you.
If this has been a blessing to you, please like, please subscribe, please share across all platforms and to all your neighbors and friends that you believe can be blessed from this. We still have a few more episodes, but we are just going to wrap up then week 4 tomorrow. God bless you. You'll find us across all our podcasts. Like us, subscribe us on Apple, on Spotify, social media as well. We'll see you then next episode. God bless you.